Critter Protectors, Mr. Jim here, and welcome to Kids Animal Stories, a place where there's always a mystery and adventure around every single corner. If you love critters of all shapes and sizes, I need you on our Critter Protector team. Join our adventure as we learn about critters from around the world and in our backyards. Well, my friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too! Let's go! On the last episode, we saw that Maverick, the young moose, had just made the run of his life, and now he was all alone. His mother always told him that she knew what to do in case of danger, and he was supposed to listen to everything exactly what she said. He never expected to listen closely, then end up utterly alone. Maverick hung his head and decided he'd better settle down in a new spot for the night. There wasn't much use wandering in circles in the dark.
I'll have to just wait for my mother. Hopefully she'll be here by morning, he thought.
As Maverick drifted off to sleep, his dreams kept him tossing and turning. He had a dream that he was alone for days and days without ever finding his mother. He had another dream that a giant bear started chasing him and, it was very scary. He even dreamed that he was taken captive. Thankfully, those were only dreams. And when the sun started to rise, he awoke to a new day and he was a little bit hopeful. He looked around and tried to see if his footprints were still there from the night before.
Maybe I can retrace my steps, he thought.
But the night had brought more fresh snow, and he didn't have the slightest of tracks left anymore. Everything around him was completely white. It was like a white blanket had been laid out across the whole ground.
I guess I'll look around for some breakfast or something. My tummy's hungry.
He started searching the nearby trees for some leaves, found a yummy branch, and even, a little willow branch. His favorite. Moose are herbivores. Even though they're humongous, they get all their nutrients from plants. Wow, that's pretty cool. Maverick tried to look around for some more small willow branches, since the first one was delicious. And then he heard something behind him again.
Oh no! Is that the scary thing again from the dark woods?
Maverick was too scared to turn around, but he knew whatever he heard, it was just a few feet away. He slowly turned around, and to his surprise, it was another moose. He was humongous.
Whoa.
Maverick was absolutely shocked by the size of the moose standing just feet ahead of him. His antlers alone stretched 6 feet from side to side.
Why, hi there, young one, the moose said. Name's Briggs. What's a young moose like you doing out here all alone? Where is your mother?
Briggs asked.
Well, sir, my mother and I were separated last night. Something tried to get us in the woods and she told me to run. We were headed somewhere new, but I can't find her anymore.
Mav explained. He started to feel sad now that he explained his sad story out loud.
Well, you don't say. This new place. Did she say anything about it?
Responded Briggs.
Well, she said it was a harder journey than I'd ever have before,
Mav said.
Perhaps she's headed where I'm going, the river.
Maybe, sir, but I just really need to find her.
You best stay with me for now.
Let's head towards the river, and we'll look for your mother.
Maverick was sad he wasn't with his mother, but his mom always told him he could trust other moose. Another moose in the forest is like a police officer or a firefighter to humans. Briggs was a helper. Briggs was a helper, and Maverick knew that he would help him get to safety. Maverick and Briggs ventured through forest. It was an uphill hike for a lot of it, and it took Maverick's strength to keep up with such a big moose like Briggs. They stopped from time to time to eat and rest, and just when Mav wasn't sure he could go any further, he saw it. The shining, icy river was just up ahead. He'd never seen such a beautiful sight.
Briggs! Briggs, is that the river?
Sure is. Ain't she a beaut?
Briggs stopped and looked out over the open, snowy banks. It made the trek all the more worthwhile to see the tall mountains on either side. Briggs and Mav headed towards the river's edge, and Mav started looking all around. He was hoping he would have found his mother already. He was really starting to wonder if he'd ever see her again. Then, all the way to the right, almost further than he could clearly see, he saw a dark speck.
Mama? Could that be?
Maverick whispered. He couldn't contain himself any longer and started running. He flew through the snow until it was undeniable.
Mama!
He called.
Maverick!
She called back as she ran closer to him. When they reached each other, Mav nearly knocked her over. They hugged close as Briggs made his way down towards them.
Well, that's quite a strong boy you got there, Briggs said.
Oh, how can I ever repay you? Thank you for watching over Maverick,
Mama said.
It's my pleasure. I'm just glad you're both together and safe.
Mama, what was it in the night? Why did I have to run?
It was a group of hunters. It was a close call, but I was able to run them off the other way. They couldn't keep up, and I just made my way down the other side of the mountain over there. I hoped and hoped you would meet me here.
Maverick and his mother stayed side by side and nearly inseparable for the rest of the night. They were happy to be together again and happy they had a new friend to trust on their journey. As the three moose headed across the frozen river the next day, Maverick couldn't help but feel a sense of pride. He may have had a very scary few days, but he was also a whole lot more braver and a whole lot stronger than he ever knew he could be. The end.
We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor. Wow, looks like we're already back to the show.
And now it's time for Critter Protector shoutouts. I want to say hey to Eliza from North Carolina, Colton from Indiana, Simon and Scott from Toronto, Ontario, Ayla from Utah, and Kian from Charlotte. I'm so glad that you're all Critter Protectors. We could not protect all the critters in the world without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye!